Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Everything's good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, excellent, thank
Good,
you.
thank you.
How did it feel to walk hand in hand with your characters, considering the ups and downs in the second season?
It's great. It's a real joy to play, you know. You want to play characters that cover the full spectrum of human emotion. You want to play people that are able to feel deeply, who are able to laugh, who are able to fall short of their own expectations, who are able to get themselves into situations that they might not have planned on, and to play people that have a huge capacity for love and to want to do the right thing. And I think that's the thing that underpins this show, is it's about the triumph of love. And no matter how things get for these two people, they adore each other. I think that's really beautiful.
How did you feel about the evolution of your character's relationship during this season? Is there anything you could anticipate to the fans before watching?
Yeah, well, obviously they've gone through this huge journey together from series one to being approved to try and get approved at panel, which they get approved, which is brilliant. But then the journey just doesn't end there. It's still incredibly difficult after that to try and to be matched with a child because there's loads of competition. There's also lots of hurdles to jump through, and especially when they meet a child that they fall in love with, and then the potential for rejection then feels huge, and for heartbreak feels huge. So I think as a couple, they're still going through this very hard thing together, and I think it bonds them even more. And I think what's lovely is seeing these two people navigate that world together and how they deal with it. And with that, there's a lot of heartbreak, but there's also a lot of humor with that because they do find themselves in some very funny situations, but it's because they really want this child. And so they will do anything to try and get the child that they want. Yeah.
Besides the relation to the adoption process, what would you say the title trying gives to the show?
Yeah, only a small percentage of the audience will know what it's like to try and adopt a child. And then there will also be a large percentage of the audience who aren't interested in having children at all. So I think the title of the show is universal, because we all know what it's like to feel like something's missing in our lives and to feel like there's a hole inside us that needs filling. And I think that comes at quite a specific place in your 30s, maybe even earlier for some people. And I think, we all try, unless you're a crazy person, we all try to do the right thing, right? We all try to be as good as we can. We all try to improve our lives and that of the people around us. And I think that's really identifiable. So that's why I think the title of the show is so all-encompassing and kind of perfect.
Did you ever feel really touched or overwhelmed by the emotional story you were portraying?
Yeah, I'm constantly overwhelmed by emotion, I think, as a person anyway. But particularly with this story, it's a lot of people's reality, this journey, and it's hard. It's really hard, and it's heartbreaking, and you want them to do well. And even though especially like even in series one, when I was reading it from the off, I just found myself crying and laughing in equal measure, which is how I knew I really wanted to do it. Because I was like, if I can, if it's making me do these both things, it's a really special script. But then when I watched it back, I knew what was going to happen in series one, and I still found myself just weeping at lots of moments. And even filming it, I think you can't help but be touched by their story. And that's, yeah, I think that's lovely. That's a real testament to Andy as a writer as well, and how he touches upon that.
But you're definitely, we us as actors are so invested in this show. We feel such a sort of connection to it and a deep love for these characters that we play, that so much so that when it comes to finishing filming a season, there's a real feeling of grief. Like, we're gonna get, we say goodbye to these characters, but also to each other and to these people that become your family for 3 months or whatever. It's really difficult. You never get used to it. You know, we all really get on. We all really like each other, the people that make this show, which is really beautiful.
What is it that you admire the most from your characters this season?
Well, I think their resilience, the fact that no matter the setback, they keep going. They keep getting up. They keep dusting themselves off, and if anything, they get stronger. The harder it becomes, the stronger they as a couple become. And you know, just like real life, you only really learn about yourself when bad things happen. I think that's the case with these characters. They're growing, they're maturing, they're getting older, they're deepening. That's really lovely to play, and I hope to watch too.
Now, in this season that you have close relationships to family, did it make a difference for you in the production? Did the atmosphere feel different?
It's always felt like it didn't. It felt this, like the same as season one. We all got on during season one, and that just kind of continued, which is so lovely. I guess with time you know each other more, so inevitably you do feel closer. But it's always felt like there's always been a real close bond with everyone. Such a lovely group of people. I feel like everyone says that after a job, but it's true. It's such a lovely family, even like with the crew. And also that's what made it so special to come back for season two, because obviously we filmed it during a pandemic and it's been a really hard year for a lot of people. So to know that we could come back to this family really was really lovely. Mm. It was really special.
Yeah, we can't wait to do it again. You know, we're going to do a third season this year, and we're really excited to do it again.
Was it any different or complicated to record now during the pandemic?
Yeah, very different and also complicated. Yeah, it was definitely a test. Mm-hmm. And you know, we were operating under a lot of restrictions, and safety was, of course, everyone's first concern. But the quality of the show hasn't been compromised. It's still got everything that the first season had, if not more. And I think we're just both very grateful that in this climate we were able to get back to work, do what we love. And even though things were different, as humans, you're very adaptable. You get used to it pretty soon, and you concentrate on the positives, which is that we're back doing a job that we love, and we're very privileged to say that we've done that.
What do you think fans could love the most from this new season?
I think spending more time in the company of Nikki and Jason. I think that's always I think personally, it's a lovely place to be in their company, because I find them hilarious and, funny. I also think as well, this season the world's opened up a bit more. We're seeing more of the other characters and their stories and how they're trying to overcome various obstacles in their life and how they deal with that. And, you know, kind of makes you realise that we're all just trying to get through it, and we're all just trying to figure out who we are and what we are. And that applies to every single one of us. None of us gets away scot-free, I don't think. So, yeah, I think that's something that people will enjoy as well.
What do you think makes Trying unique in relation to other TV shows regarding adoption or parenting, for example?
I think it's got a very particular atmosphere and energy. And the writer, I think, has got an original voice. And I think it does a really good job of balancing comedy and drama. And that isn't always easy. I think that it's fresh, funny. I think it's got a really lovable character, a couple at the center. and they seem like people that we know, you know, because they're normal people. They're not fancy people, they're normal people. And I'm really proud to be representing, you know, they're like the characters that are like in the back of the pub in another film. Do you know what I mean? They're like the other people in films. And I'm really pleased to be representing them.
What would you tell to people who haven't watched the series yet at all to for them to watch the whole two seasons now that it comes out? So how would you invite them to watch the series if they don't know anything about it?
I'd say it's a show about two people trying to figure out what it means to be in their 30s, trying to figure out what it means to exist in a life where things haven't gone to plan. And as well as it being, you know, a show about adoption and two people trying to navigate that journey, which is a hard emotional journey, it's a show full of love and joy and hope and a real model for, yeah, for I think for everyone trying to figure out what the hell life is and what it means, I think.
And you know, listen, it's a half an hour. Like I guarantee you watch one episode, you're gonna want to watch them all. It's one of those shows that you just want to watch back to back to back. It's so easy to watch. It's funny. It's heartbreaking. It's representative of people that you might know. It's got something for everyone. And if you've got an iPhone, it's free.
And it's got Imelda Staunton
Thank
in.
you.
So.
Yeah,
exactly.
You very much. That would be it.
Thank you for your
Thank you
time.
so much.
Thank you,
Thank
Sila.
you, thank
That's
you.
really
Dear
nice.
leader, really nice job, and the series is amazing. Thank you for the
Oh.
opportunity.